Wasatch Superintendent Terry Shoemaker was lauded as Utah Superintendent of the Year, in part for his district's use of innovation. Shoemaker says the district innovates through technology.
Well, I think we're trying to do a lot of things in our school district, but more recently we're working on a digital conversion process where it's our intention to literally have our learning as much as we possibly can be attached to or be part of using learning devices in the classroom as well as at home. So we're excited to have that very much a part of our learning process. And so we've developed a plan to move down that road, and I think that's part of the reason why some felt that we were innovative.
He says he sees a future in which textbooks will be phased out in favor of technology.
Any time type of regular print is becoming, with time, more and more obsolete. And so what we're trying to do is to completely use the value of the Internet, other digital curriculum sources, digital textbooks, those kinds of things. We find that attached to that are learning examples using videos, other learning types of programs that help kids learn in the ways that they like learning. And so we find that very exciting. And so I think the answer is yes, we really are trying to do away with textbooks.
The district invested about $460,000 this year, Shoemaker says, on 5th through 8th grades for new computers and tablets.
We're excited about that, but that's not so unusual as it relates to purchasing textbooks. You know, when you have to do that, when you look at $70, $80, $90 a textbook, depending on the grade level, you know, that's a fairly large expenditure, too.
He says of the letter grades that were given to each school in Utah, he thinks the process is questionable and that even Utah Governor Gary Herbert has said that the grading process isn't yet refined. Shoemaker says while he's not satisfied with the grades given to his schools that included several C's along with A's and B's, he will use the data to make improvements.
We have some things that we need to work on, and we fully intend to do those things in those areas in those schools that have C's. And I think the governor hit it right on the head when he said that in his thinking, the grading program is incomplete. And I would concur with that.
Shoemaker says the newer Wasatch High School, though only in its fifth year, is going to expand.
We actually are adding to the cafeteria this year. And so that's going on. It's just, you know, as we continue to grow, you know, as big as that school is, it's now 1,700 and I think just under 1,740 students in that school. So it's a very big school. We need a little more space.
He says a new high school isn't on the horizon, at least for now.
To build a second one would be very expensive. It's much easier for us to just add on and do those things. Then you've got the additional maintenance and operation costs, too. I mean, you have to consider what can our community handle financially, too, as you consider any of these things. And right now, adding on seems to be the thing that makes the most sense for us.
A new elementary school may be needed in the relatively near future. That's why Shoemaker says the district purchased land in Daniels for when the time comes. On another topic related to growth in the district, Shoemaker noted that significant numbers of formerly homeschooled students have re-entered the public schools.
We're down in the numbers of families who have actually submitted the affidavit to us for homeschooling. So we're down at least a third in the numbers of students doing that. And the numbers of families, it's actually more than half, or about half.
That's Wasatch School District Superintendent Terry Shoemaker, named Utah School Superintendent of the Year. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.